Another life I believe I led as the Wild West's first Yiddish lawman. They called me Irving Grease Manowich. And I won a 10-gallon yarmulke. I had a horse that wouldn't gallop or canter. He slept. And in my holsters, instead of guns, I had two big jars of Kreplach. And I wouldn't capture my bad guys with guns. I'd use guilt instead. And the Goyim would sing,
Ride, 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 Irving.
Ah! Ride, 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 Irving. Well, most sheriff's office in the Wild West had emblazoned on top of the doorway to get in.
In God we trust.
I had somebody go up there and put a bigot of putz, a bigot of schmutz. Nobody knew what it meant, but it kept the goyim on their toes. Well, one day the missionaries came to town. You see, because we had the Indians, the Chippewa. They were up in the mountains, and according to the missionaries, they were heathen there. According to me, they were just more goyim that I didn't worry about. But missionaries are different, you know, they want to convert everybody. I said, what do you want to convert? I'd have a better chance of converting. Have you hear the way they sing? It sounds like the Haftorah. They're like, and that sounds closer to my lingo than it sounds to yours. Think about it, then. They have ceremonies. They break bread. Lord knows they do the bris the same way we do, with a sharp knife. Boom. But the missionaries were bound and determined to go up there and talk to the Indians. So they were thumping their Bibles. As they turned away, one of the missionaries looked at me. His name was Father O'Donohue. From the Catholic diocese back in the East Country. He looked at me, he said, Grease Manowich, tell me one thing before I go. When are you going to break down and eat some ham? I smiled, I said, why, at your wedding, of course, Father.
Welcome to the lifestyles of the young and aimless.